Worldwide Whiskies, trivia that any whiskey lovers must know about. Casting out a superior malt whiskey product is something Scotland holds no monopoly upon. Intoxicating liquor realm has been embarked into from several other nations across the world. To cite one, Canada is one the courageous territory. The whiskies produced by Canadian are leading off to muster up on adaptations which boasts distinct characteristics and boldly tasteful on the discriminating taste buds. Canadian ordinances abide by stern compliance enforced upon these hard drink. They are distilling processed and bottle contained within no less than 24 months prior to consumption. Typically, not sooner than half a dozen years or a lot are often lengthier than that nowadays when bottling is set. They are mixed, thus in that sense are not celebrated as full-strength whiskies. Their boldness and lightness in spirit manage to preserve an absolute distinguishing consistency and quality. The authorities of Canada execute strict check of labeling and the excise taxation. Thus far, no specifications are constructed in replacement for the granulate recipes or distilling methods. Nor have in that respect been in reference to the aging components or time estimates been decreed or regulated. Reliance is will to however the manufacturers of this merchandise influence their markets overseas and locally desire upon product. This act by the authorities testifies to embody a diplomatic decisiveness since the Canadian manufacturers appear to possess a substantial hold in every last markets and domains. It might not hail as a surprise that brands encountered in the USA for distillery purpose is very much a basic deal. The exclusive exception of the function of cereal granulates and a few commercial secrets are the markers on product. Not confronted with contrived validation prohibition in their distillation operations, Canadian distillers are competent to pursue uninterrupted distillation schemes. They proceed under stipulations that are best as the breakup and extract of suitable congeners. The kinship between hard drink spirits as opposed to the congeners is in no means blemished though in the fermentation grind solution. The caskfuls are constructed from white oak. They are ranked in U.S. gallons full-blown cooperage checks rapport of the fine-grained whiskies. Matchless fine product Cloak and Dagger is in the exquisite tang and dimensions in ripening batches cooperage. Sir Joseph Seagram was accountable for spelling away this skillful technique. In the year 1911, he resolved that a befitting whiskey had better be conjured for his son's marriage ceremony day. His ingenious mix came to existence best known as Seagram's VO or Very Own Whiskey since it is recognized in those regions. Solely purebred grains and the top quality from spring water were utilized to concoct this extraordinary and audacious whiskey. The same technique is nevertheless applied when creating this blend. The superior blender owns at his administration over 2,000 selection and premium season footings that he could pick out from for his mysterious and delicious blends. Ageless secret of whiskey, discover the rich history. In the year 800 BC a wonderful discovery took place in Asia. Refuted claims that the process of distillation was first used for perfumes is now the same technique utilized in producing whiskey. No one really has any idea how this technique reached the shores of the British Isles. Yet, Moors mostly take credit for bringing it to Europe. It was further developed by monks in the monasteries of the central parts. In the year 432 AD St. Patrick, an Ireland patron saint adopted this method and refined it in the monastery. Eventually, the Celtics was able to get into the cloak and dagger of the monks, which made them learned on the skill as well. Gaelic word uisce beatha, meaning water of life was the offshoot of this knowledge. Uisce is where Scotch whiskey originated. This was coined from this Gaelic word. It is not a wonder why the name came about. It was in the year 1494 that a friar named John Corr arranged to have 8 bowls of malt. This is a component used in producing strong liquor. This was the evidence that supports whiskey production in Scotland in those early years. Without a moment's notice, distilling spread outside the walls of the monasteries. This paved the way for killing the monopoly of the missionaries on whiskey production. More and more people enjoyed making and drinking it at the same time. This became somewhat destructive to the general productivity of farmers and other workers alike. The after effects of dousing too much liquor is drunkenness and a bad hangover. That's why the government took it upon themselves to ban homemade production of distilled liquor. They awarded manufacture to private entrepreneurs provided they have a license. This all took place in 1820. As time progressed, so did the technique of distillation. Makers found out that aging it smoothens the brew. This wonderful discovery was accidental when a barrel full of whiskey got lost in time. By the time it was found, the ripeness and fullness of flavor was astounding. Thus began the new chapter in history. In the history pages of whiskery, it's not all pleasant. because this is the most coveted liquid. Governments had a hard time regulating it to keep citizens from consuming too much. Preventive methods like taxes were imposed on it, like in 1725, English malt tax. But the more it became illegal, the more bloodshed spread throughout the nation. From smuggling to unlawful distilleries were rampant and taking over like a plague. They devised ways to sell it to the public without permit from the government by using different labels or placing no labels on their liquors at all. In turn, law enforcers exploited their tactics as a tool to capture those outlaws to contain the increase of these types of criminal activities. The dark history of this beverage was just part of why whiskey is celebrated by alcoholics from the time it was introduced back in 1820s in the marks of Britain. Blending whiskey with other non-alcoholic or another form of alcohol is the reason why it is mostly preferred by consumers. Scotch whiskey is a household name that evokes an arousing sensation when in the form of blends. This same reason elevates its status to a higher degree, and with the malt being developed more and more each day, no doubt that there are a lot more to expect in the coming years. The basics of Chardonnay, an introduction to a world class wine. Virtually the best-selling class of white vino is Chardonnay grape, which can be discovered all across the globe. The savor, sample, and fragrance of it will, although, contend upon the region it was produced and the kind of processing techniques were practiced. Chardonnay grape bears a diversity of assorted flares and spirits, and carries stellar character of grape. Equally an outcome of its fame, this exquisite wine circulated from end to end in Europe and elsewhere locates of the earth, reaching as far as Australia and Golden State, California. Since increasingly wineries came across Chardonnay, the superior wine started to rise in fame rather easily, and of South African Republic and other expanses also. Cutting-edge feature of being a non-odorous character wine, oak appears to ferment really intimately with it. The fullest and most intricate are French and American Chardonnay. Consequently, among white wines are also one of the most desirable. Still, while it manages to endure from weariness, the flavor and fullness still thus is celebrated and loved through many more years to follow. Chardonnay started from the wine of Burgundy and the bubbly Champagne in the country of France. While blanched Burgundy is a fashionable wine that is fixed with a lesser fame grape known as a Aligot. Yet, the reality stays on that blanched Burgundy cannot evenly attain in the absence of using Chardonnay grape. As an effect, it goes to show, Chardonnay grapes holds much more than just a few roles. In visual aspect, Chardonnay grapes are colored green with thinly peels. The fruit is an upshot of the Croatian Blanc grape and Pinot grape, both of which are non-existent to this generation. Chardonnay wine, on the one hand, is however best-selling, soured and maturated, employing oak casks that facilitate and bring to the surface the vanilla relish it is well celebrated as. It may in addition to be ripened and fermented employing bottles, though it inhibits aging rather very much like red wine. Just about all of Chardonnay wines are believed to be cooled down, bringing in them turn exceedingly fine with ravishers that incorporate cheeses and butter. The wines likewise ingest fewer acid substance also, which brands them to forage befitting on seafood equally fine. The expansive cuisine that can brace Chardonnay with is what turns it indeed to be a favorite. Several exquisite restaurants provide it to their patrons, particularly those who dish up seafood in Italian restaurants. Chardonnay grape may likewise be utilized in constructing bubbly champagne, also other sorts of sparkling. While Chardonnay wine, by far, is the all but favorite function, there are so many more of additional consumptions for this intoxicating fruit that contributed to more or less genuinely fine grain wines. Oak is frequently applied on the wine likewise, which offers it with just about a great spirits every bit as it ripens with age. While it may substantiate a technicality on the high-priced side, it all the same persists among the most loved classes of wine. You will be able to discover it at whatever wine or alcoholic beverage store, coming through in a corking new member to your wine or beverage collection. Ice wine, a glance. Ice wine, what it is? This would be the question, which many of you might ask me. They are one of the rarest forms of wine, produced especially in the Pacific Northwest region. You might ask why specifically in Pacific Northwest region? It is because of the apt weather that is required to prepare ice wine. Albeit apt weather conditions for the production of ice wine, only very little quantities are produced. Why is it so? Because it requires the best quality grapes, which is not available in abundant. To tell you the truth, ice wine is something which you cannot purchase just like that for two reasons. A. Rare availability. B. Expensive. Possessing ice wine is like a dream come true. How happy you would feel if you own a house or owning a BMW. Excited and elated, am I right? Possession of ice wine is very similar to this experience. Grapes that is required to prepare ice wine is rare. Even if you get grapes, weather must be apt to produce it. Only when all these come in place, ice wine can be prepared. What are the prerequisites for preparing ice wine? High-quality grapes that are ripened fully in 5 degrees Celsius temperature. It is necessary that the temperature be maintained at 5 degrees Celsius for a couple of days. At this temperature, grapes will be frozen. Do you know when these grapes are plucked? Only in the night. We so far saw how precious ice wine is and requirements to prepare ice wine. Let us now see the process of preparing ice wine. To get the juice from these grapes, they are pressed gently. Due to the extreme temperature, these juices will be frozen. These are fermented by adding sugar. This is how ice wine is prepared. By reading this article, you might have understood that ice wine is not sold in wine stores. Similarly, it is equally rare to find them online. Even if you were able to find one online, it will definitely cost you a fortune for one bottle. If you really wish to taste this beautiful and exquisite ice wine, get hold of winemaker in the region of Pacific Northwest. You never know when the bottles would come, and as soon as they come, they will vanish off. Prepare yourself to reward the winemaker handsomely if you want to taste ice wine. Champagne racks. Are you a lover of champagne? If yes, you will surely have heard about champagne racks as well. It is definitely essential to have riddling racks. As champagne begin to age, riddling helps by collecting the sediments near the mouth of the bottle. You might have seen bubbles spew from the bottle as soon as you uncork it. This is due to the sediment that is present in champagne. We saw what riddling racks are. How do you position champagne bottles for the sediments to deposit? Position the champagne bottles at 45 degrees angle in the rack. Ensure that the top or the apex of the rack is hinged using two rectangular boards. On either side of the rack, there will be 10 rows with 6 holes, which means you can keep 120 bottles. Many modern riddling racks have come and they are capable of holding more champagne bottles. The one who places these champagne bottles on the riddling rack is referred to as the riddler. If the riddler has to place the bottles easily without any confusion, there has to be some kind of an indication in the bottles. Am I right? Yes. For this purpose, bottles have painted lines and these acts as an indicator to place the bottles in the right direction. After few weeks have passed, riddler will slightly twist the direction of the bottle, you may say about 47 to 48 degrees from the original 45 degrees. Why does he do this? If he doesn't do this, sediments will start to deposit in a single place. At one point of time, bottles will add 60 degrees. This is when the riddling procedure is finished. Now, the champagne bottles are kept in the freezer, maybe few weeks. What do you think will happen now? An ice plug will be formed near the bottleneck. These are then placed in a conveyor belt. Once this is done, these bottles are taken to a disgorging machine. This will take the crown caps of the champagne bottles. Pressure is added at this point. When using riddling racks, factors such as temperature, placement of the racks, etc. has to be taken care of as they play an important role. Many manufacturers knew this and therefore, you need not worry. However, ensure that you take care of these factors too. Riddling racks are definitely required if you want those bursting bubbles when you open the champagne bottles. Champagne at a glance. Is there a celebration anywhere? You definitely can't miss champagne. Celebrations can be anything like winning a crucial match, getting hold of a $1 billion project, etc. Where there are celebrations, champagne is always there. It is one of the most flexible beverages. For so many decades, champagne is used mainly to represent happiness or joy or celebrations. Do you want to know the origin of champagne? It is France. French champagnes are famous for their imprinted bottles and the traditional taste. Ensure that champagne is spelled with a capital C. Why specifically capital C? It is because only these champagnes are made from French vineyards and they are only authorized to use capital C. If not, it means that you are just getting the normal sparkling wine. Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and Pinot Meunier, what are they? These are the grapes which are grown in French vineyards for preparing the traditional champagne. You would be amazed to hear that there exists white grapes and Chardonnay belongs to this category of grapes. Remaining two types, namely, Pinot Meunier and Pinot Noir belongs to the category of black grapes. Just look at the label of your champagne bottle to know what grapes is used. Depending upon the flavor that you're like, you can buy your champagne. Champagne is definitely more superior to the usual sparkling wine. Be cautious when you buy champagne, as there are manufacturers who use cheaper grade of grapes to prepare champagne. However, to know which the best quality champagne is, you definitely should have tasted champagne made from French vineyards. You might have seen bubbles spew from champagne when you open it, and many buy champagne just to see this bubble spew from it. Do you know why this happens? Carbonic acid gas is present in champagne, and when this reacts with the small drops of champagne, you get bubbles. This process is referred to as the double fermentation process. Just snatch a bottle of champagne if you have celebrations in place. You may go to the nearest ABC stores to get champagnes of excellent quality. Have fun in the party with champagne. Homemade beer. If you always had that urge to make your own beer and never knew how to start it, well, here's your chance. Grab it. Because beer making has never been so easy and inexpensive that you can practically make your own brew at your very own basement or even in the attic. Now you don't need anyone to tell you how it should taste like or what the ingredients should be or how much lather it should have. You get to choose what your beer should taste like, look or feel like. You can be your own boss. All this can be possible with a little research, buying the right equipment, and the most important thing of all, buying the right material to start with. So if you have made up your mind to make your very brewed beer, here are some of the things that you are going to need. First, you will need a malt extract. Then you will need the right kind of water, and then the magic ingredient, the brewer's yeast. The malt extracts are usually in syrup form. That is, they are pretty viscous in nature. It can be in liquid form, but keep in mind that dry extracts usually last a lot longer than extracts that are more liquid in nature. Talking about extracts, there are a number of extracts that exist out there, so choosing the right one may be a learning experience. But that would give you a lot of options as to what you want your beer to taste like. The best way to buy these ingredients would be to buy them from an online store. This will help you in getting your beer making home project kickstarted a lot earlier and faster. Water being the base of beer, it is important to choose the right source for the water. Spring water usually gives the best results. However, many people have been rather successful by using tap water. The bottom line being, the type of water chosen is totally up to the beer maker and his taste. The next most important thing about making beer is the yeast. The yeast is the catalyst that starts the chemical reaction between the malt extracts and the sugar so that alcohol is formed, which is the part of the beer that makes you feel real good. The formation of carbon dioxide is what follows next after the formation of alcohol. The carbon dioxide is what gives the fizz effect to the final product. Making beer at home is fun, and it can unleash the creativity that has been kept within you for a long time. It is something wherein you can look back and say, you have been there, done that. It can be a memorable moment. And to keep it memorable, you will need to make sure that whatever you do, you should not compromise on the quality of the equipment or the raw materials that go into making that special beer or the final product, the beer itself. You will need to maintain a positive hygienic scenario at your workplace. You will need to make sure that your equipment is sterile. All this is just to make sure that the fun never stops with someone tasting your beer and falling ill. After all, the idea is to do what you like to do best and share it with everyone. So share it with happiness and pride. Beer brewing. Are you bored? Are you trying to kill time? Are those mindless reruns on TV making you want to jump off the second floor of your house? Well, you don't have to anymore. There are countless hobbies and activities out there that are easy and fun to do. Here is a suggestion: how about brewing your very own beer? Who knows, you might even start a world-class beer brand name. Almost everyone, when they retire, start thinking of some or the other activity to keep themselves busy and to keep their mind and body from becoming rusty. Some of them try plane modeling, some try wine making. Some make beer. Making wine and beer with permissible limits of alcohol is fine, and you don't have to be wary of what you're going to make. First, what you need are the basic raw materials and the equipment to start the beer project. These can be found online or at your local liquor store. These beer making kits can be anywhere from $50 to $100. Considering the fact that you could sell your product one day, these prices shouldn't put you back that much. Beer making is a lot of fun, and it can also teach you a thing or two. You can try various combinations of the ingredients and make your own special tasting brew. You can learn a lot of things from this homemade beer project. For instance, you can tweak or modify or adjust certain controls on your beer making equipment to get the taste that you want. You can make your very own beer recipe and distribute it among your friends and have them review your beer, or you can publish it on an online beer making blog. The ideal location to do this project would be in your garage or in your basement. That way you wouldn't be in the way of anyone, and you can go on for hours experimenting and improving your beer-making techniques. You can set up your garage or basement with the beer-making equipment and also set it up so that it is a secret getaway where you can call you special friends and enjoy that special beer. A lot of people who have brewed their own homemade beer can vouch for the fact that it is a lot of fun. It is something every red-blooded person who has a belly for beer and a taste for excitement should try in their spare time. You never know what can happen next. You could be the next greatest liquor baron, bringing the best lager or pilsner to a liquor store near you.